opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, the 11th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the matter? You cannot hear?
Yeah,
It's 46 degrees, and Trish will give you the rest of the weather.
In downtown Reading.
Well, I didn't understand what happened there.
Well, I didn't know what the temperature was outside, so he told me.
Oh.
Okay. Catch up or drop out, Carl.
You know, you could have asked me.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning, and Trish is here and getting everyone confused. It is 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 59 and a low of 40 this evening. Mostly sunny. Showers, a chance of showers tonight. And then on Friday, mostly sunny. Showers later in the day, a high of 60 and a low of 45. On Saturday, showers and then a chance of showers, high of 60, mostly clear, a low of 39. And on Sunday, partly sunny, rain likely Sunday night. And on Monday, Washington's birthday, rain likely. So we're, you know.
Well, you know what? It was supposed to be raining today. It was reported,
I
saw Channel 7, and it's going to be raining today. Wednesday was going to be good, raining today, Saturday, Monday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain, going to be really, and now they're saying showers.
You know what? How dare you? How dare you, weatherman, do that?
Well, and I'll take, we need the rain, though, so it's okay.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I was supposed to have rain, so you make your plans. Okay, I'm not going to do this today. I'm going to, because it's going to rain. But how
not
can
raining.
You be so positive? You know, there's two people. Well, I used to say there's only two groups of people who got paid, and even if they were wrong all the time, and that was weathermen and radio show host. But now I've added a third category.
What's that?
Politicians.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they get paid whether they're right or wrong, and they get paid magnificently.
Yes, but better than weathermen
and radio show hosts.
Yeah. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I was expecting rain.
Yeah, I was expecting rain.
Yeah.
I mean, I came prepared for rain. I have, I have my rain jacket here. I have my rain hat here. You know, I was just prepared.
Yeah.
And now nothing. And they were so sure. The guy on Channel 7, who I really think he's a great guy, does the weather there. Yeah, of course I can.
Mike Kruger.
And I know Mike. He was so positive. He seemed like.
Oh, I know everybody was.
He sold me on it.
It was a conversation for the last two or three days. Oh, it's going to be, we're going back. We love the sunshine. We're going to go back. It's going to be an icky weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And now it says cloudy.
Yeah, cloudy.
Okay. All right.
Rain showers likely. Showers.
Hey, I'd like to announce that Shasta County is going to remain in the purple tier.
Why? We're not going red?
Well, it's because we have new positives, and our percentage isn't low enough. So we're having, even though the ICU numbers, we've got room in the ICU, and we're fine there. But looks like we're still in the purple.
Well, too bad, because I'm going to have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center the 1st of March.
Anyway. Yeah. You know what? Just tell everybody to put their mask on.
You know, we can social
separate.
Distance. We have the big,
it's
big
not a
tables. It's not a buffet.
See, it's not a buffet. See,
yeah, and
it's
not a buffet.
And
we
even
have
if it's
great
a buffet
big tables,
and you have somebody serve.
It's not a buffet.
Anyway, but it's not a buffet.
Yeah.
And the biscuits and gravy.
And the biscuits and gravy or pancakes, sausage and eggs, or French toast. Great French toast.
Coffee, juice. Do you like French toast, Jaron?
I do.
Oh,
well,
there's something about French toast.
You're a biscuits and gravy fan, though.
Well, I know, but French toast, both of them bad for you. Uh-oh. Are you back?
Am I back?
Yes,
yeah.
You're back. Tell me that was a static electricity thing.
That was me pressing the wrong button.
Oh, okay.
The mic with all the various problems, including somebody in the button.
But it's okay. If somebody pushes the wrong button, that means we don't have to come through here and tear everything apart like we did.
Yeah.
You know, to find out. Well, we found out that we needed to rewire some of these places, which we've been doing. It's taking those equations out of the problem, making sure that the emergency broadcast system is reporting the way it's supposed to, and it is. So, but you have to go through all that.
Yeah, exactly. And when you add new stuff, sometimes you need to, they think, well, these wires will just be okay, and you go ahead and use them. You really need to start at the source and go all the way back and all new wires and not hook up to old stuff. And
plus wires that were there that nobody knows why they were there. They were connected to one part, not the others, where it should have gone. So we cleaned all the wiring.
I have that kind of stuff behind my stereo.
The building come in and put in electrical outlets, more electrical outlets. Turns out that when we go back and that the feed into our studio was also on the same circuit, in the same circuit as the hot water heater. So if we're starting to think like, well, if the hot water heater turns on, maybe that's the source of a sound like. It's because the hot water heater's turning on. And I thought, well, anyway, Pat and Jim have done a magnificent job here. And then Sherman Square, putting in the guys in here, putting in new circuits and everything.
That's good.
So it's good.
Updating.
Well, you have to do that.
So I heard you talking yesterday about the roadway. Now, when is it opening up?
Well, I think March. Though, when you go down there, we walk down it, and it's not ready for prime time yet, but it is close. You can walk along the side there, and you see the three whistles, the steam whistles. I assume they're going to be, I don't know how they're going to make them sound, but there's three huge whistles there, kind of like in the old days. And murals on the buildings. Really nice, and it's close. I'd say a couple more weeks.
And so there's going to be single.
Yeah, and one side's like.
Is it two-way street?
No, it's one way.
Except just for one
bikes.
Way.
Bikes. Well, you know what? It's like a single lane with a bike lane. It's one way, like it is right here on Market Street. Just go straight down into Yuba Street, then you can go right.
So the center lane here will go straight.
No, it won't be the center lane because people, unless they totally change, right now you've got three turn lanes here on Market.
Two go that way.
All three go that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
this one's going to have to be just that way.
It's got to be either that or it's only going to be the right-hand lane that can go straight across.
One or the other.
You know what I mean?
So the right-hand lane can go this way or straight.
Or they're going to have to change the right-hand lane to right
just
turn
go that way
only.
And that,
they can do that. But, they'll figure it out. So, but whatever it is, it looks nice. It looks, and the K2 development down there, wow. And really looks nice. And they have, I guess it's already, most of it's rented. So.
K2.
The one that the old Dickerson building.
Okay. And downstairs.
The Knott Brothers.
Knott Brothers.
Yeah, and then downstairs is down below is a parking facility for the building, and I guess they probably have some open spots down there. Anyway, I've got something that'll get you lit up.
Okay.
But we have to take a break. And can you hand me that red? Never mind, hang on. Yeah, the binder that tells us what to do. Carl did a good job of picking that up. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 and work for appointments. They're open for appointments, but they've been doing appointments for before COVID started, which allows you to set a time, come in there, get your hair cut, or you can be like me, get there 30 minutes early, catch up on your reading, talk to everybody, and all those things, because a barbershop is a great place to go to. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back after these messages.
Summer. Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Redding, Yamaha ski boat. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here it is Thursday, the 11th of February already.
The month is fleeing by.
Yeah,
and it's a short month anyway.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, on Tuesday, we had, I know you don't get up this early.
I listen Tuesday at the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay, well,
we had
Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they're talking about that new TAVR system of replacing valves where they don't have to crack your chest open anymore. And, I mean, is this another... I kind of think of it like another miracle there.
Oh, I think it's a huge thing, step forward.
Especially for older people, but now they're even taking it down, for younger people. And the ability to do this is just the first spark.
Oh, yeah, without cracking your chest. That's the hardest part of it.
They're leaving the next day. They have a valve replaced in their heart, and they're going home the next day without pain. And you can be awake while they're doing it, if you wish.
I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, no. When the doctor said it, he said, when a woman said, I don't want to be put under. And they thought about it. And so they did it. And he said, as we're looking down, we looked each other in the eye, he and the other surgeon that were doing it, and went, wow, we can do this now. You know, that you don't have to be asleep. You can just sit there while this is done. I guess it's not painful.
Well, because it would numb you up, exactly.
Okay. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center, they can do that at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay. I told everybody, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. However, and you don't know how hard that's been. And because what I'll do is I'll go and see if there's any messages there, for the show or, comments and everything. And then we have people that we have one of our people puts on stuff on Facebook, things, that weather and fire danger, if there's fire danger or anything.
The stuff that's happening in the community.
Ashley does that, and that's fine. But I saw something yesterday, and I'm probably going to get hate mail over this. But they want to take a crosswalk, maybe the one down here by Cascade Theater, and paint it rainbow colors. And it says, but what it's for is to, specifically on the petition, says to support the gay community, the LGBTQ+ community. And I looked at that because I read the petition. And this is for diversity that we have this and show we're a diverse community. Well, no, that's not what the petition said. It was for that community. So my question was, well, if you have one for that community, why not have one? We're going to have crosswalks, walks for Italians, Irishmen, veterans. Oh, no, this is just, to show. And they've been gone through so much. I said, so many people have gone through so much, and now I'm into it. And I said, there's nothing. I said, I have no problem with the idea of having a crosswalk for a group of people. But what you're doing is you're saying one group of people is more important than other groups. How about a Native American crosswalk? How about a African American crosswalk? How about a white American? How about just a red, white, and blue crosswalk? Because that's inclusive of everybody.
Exactly. We're all Americans, and let's start celebrating that and stop celebrating the individual uniqueness of this and that and the other.
And then Mark Cuban, the billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks or whatever they're called. It's an NBA team. I'm not sure what NBA means. I think it's something with basketball. Hadn't been playing the national anthem since, preseason or anything. Well, somebody noticed it. And Cuban says, yeah, we're not playing it. Well, the NBA came back and said, oh, yeah, you are. And so Cuban says, oh, yeah, you are. That's in your contract, buddy. So they're playing it. And
but what in the Super Bowl, they played two.
Well, the first was... I don't know. It's kind of an anthem for African American people. Then there was also God Bless America in there. That's the one I heard. And then the national anthem where everybody stood. Jets came over.
Jets.
Jets came over.
Even in the Biden administration.
Even in the Biden administration. Mm. No matter what,
they forgot what the two announcers.
Joe Buck and the other guy's name? He used to be quarterback for Dallas. He's got a funny name.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's like Fawn or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because, hey, well, you can bet they're not going to waste money on this kind of stuff in a Biden administration.
Well, there was a it was Super Bowl, and it's the Biden administration. You know, they do everything right. Okay.
If they do it under the current administration, everything is okay. If they did it under the previous administration, nothing was right.
Which leads me to the other thing is, how can, you know, there's still very little, you know, they're talking about how this vaccine is getting out now. And there's millions of doses flowing. Mm-hmm. Over at Shasta College, they did 3,200 doses in 2 days, or maybe 3,600, but it was well over 3,000 doses in 2 days. The amount of it coming in. So this was a Trump plan. This was warp speed, guys. And yet, at the same time, we're trying to impeach this guy because of the actions of a couple hundred idiots. We're trying to impeach a guy.
That they were forewarned about, and the plan was out there, and the cops knew about it, and the
refused to do anything.
Didn't do anything, and they had less military and or security in Washington D.C. than they ever have during a function of any of, you know, when
of
they're going to
that
have,
size.
Exactly. I mean, when they have the marches and what have you, they have security on every corner. You see them up and down the street.
How come
people commented there was no security anyplace?
You know, the whole thing is...
was a setup.
They want to destroy Trump. They want to get their final shot at trashing him because he didn't roll over and acquiesce to the...
And he never did concede, and he never played the game right, and they just want to obliterate him.
And again,
they're absolutely possessed.
And I have a feeling
Trump.
If they actually had something there, if there was actually something there, they'd probably get more Republican votes. I don't think they'd ever get. They know that when they can impeach him. You can impeach him every week if you want to. Not anymore.
Because he's not the president.
No, I know that. But
you can't impeach a citizen.
You could have impeached him while he was president.
Yeah,
every week. And the Senate would have just gone, nope, 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 nope. Now, here's the question. In 2022, when Republicans take over, and they will.
We need to impeach them all.
Will Joe Biden be impeached?
How about Clinton? How about Obama? How about all
if
of them?
If you're going to impeach somebody for some, you know,
and you can impeach Hillary as well because Secretary of State, she can do it as well.
He did it while he was president. And if that's the case, if you can do it afterwards, and here's your precedent, why not go back and impeach somebody?
Absolutely.
You know, and find him guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, throw them all out.
This is the one thing the Democrats do. They start something, and then it rolls down. You know what? And then the Republicans will, oh, okay. Then they incorporate it, and then the Democrats complain about something they started.
But the problem with the here's the deal. Democrats will do in lockstep.
Yeah.
And they'll do it. The Republicans, we just want to get along. We'll cross the aisle, and how can we make this work? And they haven't learned how to act as a body and actually do what they are capable of doing.
Maybe it's because many of them think for themselves. Jimmy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I don't know if you guys went over this, but in my opinion, well, I heard the mayor of Washington, D.C. was offered to have the National Guard come in, and she said, no, we got this.
It's exactly
Have
right.
No, I've heard that too, but the other things I heard was they went to McConnell and Pelosi, the sergeant at arms there, the security people, says we need more people. And they were told, no, you don't. So, did you hear that?
I did not hear that about McConnell, but I wouldn't put it past him because, don't get me started on him. Anyways, I want to make it quick and let you guys go. Now, any true Trump supporter, and especially Trump himself, would not want a crowd to storm in and disrupt those proceedings because they were presenting evidence of voter fraud to try to get those votes sent back to the legislators in some of those states.
Good point.
That was a good point.
So Yeah, and that's why I think that they wanted this to happen.
Well,
that's a really good point, Jimmy.
I had not heard that before.
Because I think it was a setup, but that certainly is the reason why they would do it.
And here's the other thing it does. As soon as you do something like this, everybody was pretty sure Biden was going to become president. You know, all these other things. And then when this happened, it gave the Democrats an opening to surround the Capitol with razor wire, to bring troops in, and to, to smear every Trump supporter because of, a few hundred people went into the Capitol, of which there were some broken windows and some doors that had been damaged, but nothing else.
And actually, they let them, the first group, they've got film of the security guards letting them in. They didn't try to stop that first group from going in. And then I think other people just followed them.
Yeah, and all those elements you guys just said about being able to surround the Capitol, all those were, in their plan too. But the main thing I think was them stopping those votes from getting sent back to the state legislatures and getting re-certified. And, now they got all those things. Now they can impeach Trump. It was a whole package of stuff to, mess him over.
One more time.
That's fine.
I think, Jimmy, good point. Thanks for calling, because that was a really good point.
Right.
Okay. Hey, how's your sleep number been?
Oh, it's just marvelous. I've had to adjust it because my back's been bothering me a little, so I've had to soften it up a little bit. I've been doing 45.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because with a sleep number bed, you can adjust how firm your bed is. My sleep number setting last night, it was kind of funny. I went to 50 last night instead of my usual, 55 or 60. Linda's sleep number setting was 45. And that, because you have to compromise a lot of times in life when you're with somebody.
I don't do that well.
I know. which is why you got the sleep number bed.
Right.
And because you don't have to compromise when you sleep.
Exactly.
And Elko hasn't been well lately. And so she moves from one side of the bed to the other, I guess, depending on which side she likes. Or just because, and she's sleeping on the bed with us now, which she hasn't done before. But she's getting to be an elderly little old lady. And she loves a sleep number, too. Right now, 50, you can see if you go to sleepnumber.com, you can look at all of these statistics. Now, I'm not really great on statistics, but 100 hours more proven quality sleep based on analysis of sleeping trends when you're on the sleep number. And right now, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. Don't miss the President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on a limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. This ends Monday, only at Sleep Number Store, which is in the Target Shopping Center. Those are some great people down there. Go down and lay on a bed, see what it's like. This offer is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bart and Trish Clark. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's warming right up. It's 50 degrees outside.
And hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. As many of them have. I love the names in here, you know, Mystical Locals and all these. I think these names are just given by the, when you hop in, you don't have to give anything there.
Yeah, and I really wish that people had to identify who they were.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps people more honest.
Yeah. We'll be taking calls.
And nicer.
Yeah, we'll be taking calls right after our guest here, and then we're open line then. But our guest is Artist Carter, and Artist has been on before several times. And his whole mission when he comes on the show is to remind people that we have airlines flying from here to Los Angeles.
Correct. That'll be starting back up March 5th. Departure is going to be around 3:30 out of Reading.
Uh-huh.
And,
3:30 in the afternoon?
3:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be landing in L.A. about an hour and 45 minutes afterwards. And then the inbound flight is 12:55, land and landing at 2:34.
Okay, so you got a flight coming in at every day at around noon. I mean, I'm sorry, it leaves at noon, gets here around 2, and then it turns around and goes back around 3:30.
At least closer to 1, gets here at 2:34, and it turns around at 3:30, about an hour and 45 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so that, not bad.
Yeah, no, that's good. And that's a good time of day, both ways. It's not like you have to get up at the crack of dawn and get out there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get a flight.
What you can do is, if it's a business trip, you can fly down in the afternoon, spend a night, get your business done, hop back on the flight, and be back the next day.
There you go.
Exactly.
It would be better if it left at like 7 in the morning and came back at, 3:30.
But, well,
I think they'll get into that.
Well, but then that would entail two flights. In one day.
Yeah. Right. So that was something we were actually going to be getting with two flights
to
L.A.
Yeah.
But then because of COVID, they had to pull planes and stuff like that. And so we established, and these are just preliminary estimates and stuff as far as, like, takeoff times and stuff.
What's the cost?
The cost, I've seen tickets in the 200s. I've seen them in the low 3s.
200?
Stuff like that.
Round trip.
But what's interesting is, like, next month I'm looking at tickets to Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Huntsville, and I'm looking at 313, 339, somewhere in that ballpark. If I were to fly out of Sacramento to Nashville or to Huntsville or Chattanooga, I'm actually looking at a little bit more.
So, oh, really?
You mean it's cheaper flying out of Redding to Chattanooga than it is out of Sacramento?
Yeah, because I don't know. It's like the tickets are around like 300-ish, and then you got to include your travel time. That takes away time from family. You also got to include your gas, your parking, all that stuff. Here at the Redding Airport, I'm just simply either dropped off or you can park here at the Redding Municipal Airport. They are making enhancements at the airport as far as security. They're beefing up cameras and stuff like that as well.
Let's go back to that again, because it used to be if you flew out of Redding, it would be more. It would be your regular flight.
Considerably more, basically.
Yeah, and then you'd add another $200-something dollars to it. But now you just said, though, that now somehow – it's going to be even cheaper.
Yeah, around 3 weeks out.
Because Chattanooga is where my sister lives. And that would be, that is a reasonable price, $300 round trip for a person. And Linda and I could get back there for a long
time. Sometimes it'll bounce back and forth a little bit, but it's still worth it, And then we got the cleanliness. We got hospital-grade United Plus clean program. They were recognized for cleanliness with like a 99.7%. On, making sure the surfaces are clean and stuff like that. And I traveled, actually. I did 32 flights last year, not strictly out of Redding. I was flying city to city in the U.S. To the best of my knowledge, I never got COVID, wasn't sick, safer than truck stops, driving, all that good stuff.
But it's to a certain extent. Once you're trapped in there, you're trapped in there. Even though they have a circulation system and my daughter, because I'll be flying here. Soon, cross country, and she said, "Dad, put on the N95 mask," which I am. And she said, "If you got another one, put it over that too while you're on the plane." And she says, "Once you're off the plane, things are different." But
right. And the airport manager is doing really good at making sure that things are hassle free at the airport. That's gonna be like touch futures and stuff like that. To where it's not going to be really hassle free.
Arthur, how'd you get into this? Because when the first time I met you. It was a couple of years ago.
Right.
And you were getting petitions to bring in, or petitions signed, get signatures, to bring in the aircraft into Redding.
Right.
How did you get into this? I mean, do you work there?
No. So
I never asked you that, but I kind of thought you were just somebody just thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, just someone that was like, okay, I flew out of Redding like three, four years ago. Uh-huh. The service that I had with the fog and all that stuff.
Flying into San Francisco was iffy at best.
He spent a lot of nights in San Francisco, is what you
say. So I was just like, what can I do to help? So I really gathered community support to try to push for that L.A. Service and stuff. And what's cool about having two destinations with the same airline, say there is a hiccup in travel, they can easily reroute you through L.A. and you still be home without having to be worried about just flying out of that one airport.
That's true.
And if something happens, then...
Yeah. If San Francisco shuts down again and you were supposed to be getting out of there, they can fly to L.A. and then L.A. to here.
Right.
Well,
and then...
in San Francisco, there was a time there that Linda had, like, four flights. Linda and I had four flights leaving, and we were going to fly from here to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Two of those flights, we had to drive down to Sacramento because, they got us tickets on other planes down there because they couldn't get out of here.
I was on a probation services task force when I was on the board, and I flew out of Redding at least once a month for a solid year. And I would say that I spent probably five nights in San Francisco because I couldn't come home. when I come back.
Anyway.
And it, for no reason. I think they just canceled the flight because they didn't have enough people to get on it.
Right. Well, we're doing really good as far as load capacity. People that are trusting us, giving us a shot. With that LA service, that will help rerouting getting home if something were to happen. But it's very slim to little, very almost yeah. near nothing right. at this point. And okay. then we're also, of course, always interested in new destinations. So,
yeah. If you make
with
these
us
work,
supporting yeah. LA and San Francisco, that's just going to open up a segue.
Can you imagine
new
like
destinations,
Redding to Denver. Something like that. That would just blow it wide open.
Right. That's something we're they've been talking about and pursuing.
Am I pronouncing your name right? Artist, or is it Artist?
Artist. Correct.
Artist. Carter, who has been kind of he's a citizen doing this to, you know, to help give people information about our flights. And we're going to start like March 1st. They're starting the LA flights again. Is that right?
Correct. And I will say, so that's like 67 destinations, LA. Domestic, and then San Francisco is like 115. If we do happen to get Denver in like, say, a year, I think that's 171, and you're already going eastbound. But first, we got to do what we already have and stuff like that.
Make it
LA
work.
Is great. Let's continue to use that service. Again, it's friendly. It's the airport's great. The staff is amazing. We want to create a really good experience, and I believe they've done such a wonderful job at doing that. And then continuing to fly will just create more service in the future for the Redding Municipal Airport and make travel even better.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. You know, I appreciate you coming in here.
No, that's great.
Because sometimes we forget, and I am. I'm going to start checking these flights to see, what, you know, the flying out of here.
Yeah,
to,
and that's the second one starting up, hopefully, in the summertime.
Yeah.
To San Francisco, so that'll also help with maneuvering all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks all very
right.
much, Artis.
You bet.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Hey, have you gotten a second opinion on your retirement plans or your 401ks? Things have changed dramatically over the last few years. Call Judy. Get a free review and an evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She and her team, they have all the answers. We'll be right back after these messages.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get two free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes. Same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get two free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. That's me and Trish. We've been together for, how long have I known you?
Well, ever since you started the station.
11 years. That's right. When we get some time.
Well, actually, yeah, I knew you before.
Yeah, when we get some time, I want to talk to you about how Trish got here. It is such a great story. It is so Trish about you coming here and given a choice.
Yes.
People trying to restrict Trish.
I know. Yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty started this business 11 years ago. Teaches in over 46 different places in California. Has got a large team of people that gives the most complete CCW training that's out there. Not only just CCW, but just how to handle your pistol, how to be safe with your pistol. If you just want marksmanship classes, we have those. We have shotgun, rifle classes, anything along the spectrum when you get to firearms. And we also have private lessons. If you don't want to be in a class, if the classes aren't working out on the times you need them, check our private instruction class, private instructor page, and we can set up an instruction time that works for you. All of it at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out countyccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. On the phone, we have Kelly Tietzel from Make-A-Wish, and this is our Cornerstone Community Bank time. So who brings us these events coming on or businesses. So good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Kelly.
You've got something going on. What's with the Make-A-Wish? Of course, Make-A-Wish is famous around here.
I hope so. We're granting a ton of wishes in the North State, even during this time. So we're really thankful to be able to continue to bring life-changing wishes to children with a critical illness. And I think one of the things I've said a lot over the last, especially, 10 months, is that, you know, all of us have experienced a little glimpse into what a wish family experiences. We've experienced that fear and isolation that comes with being diagnosed with a critical illness and starting a treatment plan and being able to provide the hope and the joy that comes from a wish is so, so critical for those kiddos. So we're really excited to be able to partner with different folks in the community like Cornerstone to make those wishes possible.
Okay. Can you tell people what Make-A-Wish does for people that go in? You know, they've heard of it, but they're not sure.
Yeah, of course. So Make-A-Wish grants life-changing wishes to children with a critical illness. So we grant wishes to kids between the ages of 2.5 and 18 who are battling some sort of critical illness, which is a large umbrella. But, of course, so all cancers qualify, many heart conditions, genetic conditions, organ transplants, cystic fibrosis, that type of thing. So Our ultimate goal is to reach every eligible child and grant their wish. So we're working really hard every day with our medical providers and referral sources in the community to make sure that we're really out there getting to all of those kids who might qualify for a wish.
Can you give us an example of one of the wishes that you've made come true?
Yeah, one that comes to mind that we granted in Red Bluff this summer, which was just a really fun one, was a treehouse wish for a kid named Jonathan. So he wanted a giant treehouse in his backyard that he could go and play on whenever he wanted. I would say backyard treehouses and play sets are fairly common just because a lot of times our kids are immunocompromised when they're going through treatment, and so they can't just go to the park with their friends like all the other kids can. And so to be able to bring the park to them and have it fully accessible in their own backyard is a really special wish and something that we do a lot. And then during this time, while we've been in the pandemic, I would say a couple other really popular wishes that we've done a lot of are gaming computers. Gaming computers have been great because they keep kids connected to their friends, especially while they can't go see their friends. So gaming computers have been popular. And then shopping sprees. We've done tons of online shopping sprees. So we feel like Santa bringing, and we're just sending packages on packages, and kiddos are doing some big shopping sprees. So those have been some of the fun, extra COVID-friendly wishes. But we're granting wishes at least a few a week still, even during this time.
When they do a shopping spree, do they pick out all things for them, or do they pick out things for their family members? And
you know, it just depends. So kids wish in four categories. They wish to go somewhere, be something, have something, and meet someone. But every once in a while, we'll have a kid who will wish in our kind of fifth category, that is, I wish to give. And occasionally that comes down to a shopping spree where they want to maybe shop for themselves, but they also want to shop a little bit for their brothers and sisters and their parents, and really bring some of that joy to their family as well. So it's one of those things where it's, when we have a wish kid come into our, or not into our office right now, but when we meet with a wish kid, that wish is about them. We want that wish to be exactly what they want, to bring them as much hope and joy as we can. But, you know, there's some kids who it brings them the most joy to give to others and to see others smile alongside them. So it just depends on the kid.
Well, what can we do? What can people do to help make a wish?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you can imagine, right now funding is probably our most critical resource. That is what makes wishes possible. So any donations online or through a team member is incredible. People can go on our website. It is wishcanv.com. So California, Nevada, wishcanv.com. And make a donation, fully tax-deductible donation right there. That's huge. And then anyone who maybe isn't in a position to make a donation right now, but they have some sort of in-kind resource that they would want to provide in wish granting, I mean, that's also huge. We partner with people in the community to donate building resources for room makeovers or backyards. We do a bunch of, like I said, gaming computer wishes, so any sort of connections with electronics. So I would say either in-kind donations, cash donations, those are going really far these days.
Okay, and how do people do this? Tell us again how to reach you.
So they can go online to our website at wishcanv.com, and that will reach our local website. So Make-A-Wish is, of course, a national organization, but our chapter grants wishes here locally. So we think it's really important to remind people that their dollars, when they donate to our chapter, they always stay local and grant wishes right in your own community.
If you know of someone out there that would qualify for this program, how would they let you know that?
Yeah, same thing. So when they go to our website, there's that donate button, and there's also a section to refer a child. Okay. And so we really encourage people. Yeah, if you know someone, please either encourage them to go on our website and start the referral process, or they are welcome to go on and do that.
Okay. We're here with Kelly Tietzel from Make-A-Wish, and we've got a lot of great information out. Any donations or in-kind donations you make, stay right here in the North State. So, hey, Kelly, thank you so much, and we'll have you back on again.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Hey, when
that's
we come
good
back,
information.
When we come back from the break, we've got Simpson University, Ann Thomas, that was joining us. It has been moved to 7:30 tomorrow. So she's going to be talking. She has the streets, but she'll be here tomorrow morning at 7:30. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. For a second day today, House impeachment managers will try to prove that President Trump caused the Capitol riot on January the 6th. Bob Agnew reports.
Yesterday's arguments were heavily focused on video clips designed to evoke emotion, scenes of rioters smashing windows and fighting with Capitol Police. Impeachment managers even showed graphic security footage of the moment Capitol Police shot and killed rioter Ashley Babbitt as she tried to breach a barricaded door. It remains to be seen whether the emotional images can be tied directly to President Trump's tweets and comments before the riot. His defense will try to prove his words amounted only to accepted political free speech once they begin their 2 days of rebuttals tomorrow. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Dr. Anthony Fauci predicts April. It will be open season for vaccinations in the U.S. as supply boost will allow most people to get shots to protect against COVID-19. Speaking to NBC's Today Show, Fauci, who serves as science advisor to President Biden, says the rate of vaccinations will greatly accelerate in the coming months. The number of Americans filing for unemployment fell slightly last week. Ben Thomas has more on that.
While first-time claims for jobless benefits were down at 793,000, they remain evidence job cuts remain high. The Labor Department report also revised its numbers from a week ago upward, now showing 812,000 applied for benefits. Before coronavirus infections erupted in the U.S. last March, weekly applications for jobless aid had never topped 700,000, even during the Great Recession. Nearly 10 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Stocks higher on Wall Street as investors continue digesting solid corporate earnings reports. The Dow is up 4 points. The Nasdaq ahead 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Yoshiro Mori expected to resign as president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee. That move follows comments deemed sexist about women more than a week ago.
83-year-old Yoshiro Mori first apologized and then said he withdrew the comments unconditionally. The Japanese government declared the matter closed, but they had not reckoned on the huge local and international backlash against Mr. Mori. A petition demanding his resignation quickly garnered nearly 150,000 signatures. Around 400 Olympic and Paralympic volunteers quit, and Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka condemned Mr. Mori's words, calling them ignorant. Then on Wednesday, the head of Toyota, one of the biggest Olympic sponsors, weighed in, calling Mr. Mori's comments regrettable and out of keeping with Toyota's values. That may have been the final straw.
BBC correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Republicans on three committees are fuming that they will be sidelined from putting their touch on the coronavirus relief package. while the Budget and Rules Committees determine how some $12 billion in federal funding will be spent. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more in this report.
Lawmakers on the Foreign Affairs, Natural Resources, and Science, Space, and Technology committees penned a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging Democratic leadership to stop shutting them out and allow minority members a chance to weigh in on the final markup. Democrats are advancing President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package through reconciliation, a process the Democrats use to sidestep a potential GOP filibuster in the Senate. But Democrats are skipping the three committees in question, meaning the relevant parts of the bill won't be subject to GOP amendments and debate as part of the committee markups. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And another check on Wall Street. The Dow is up 14 points. The S&P 500, 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com or hop into our chat room. Just by going to our website and joining our chat room, as many have. A lot of times the discussion that we have during the show has nothing to do with the chat room. So it's quite interesting.
50 degrees in downtown Reading. It's warming up rather quickly. It's going to be a high today of 55, a low of 40, and showers likely, and then a chance of showers later in the day. The rain forecast has kind of diminished considerably. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high in of 60 and a low of 45, and on Saturday showers, rain, and showers likely, maybe some chance of rain in the evening, mostly clear Saturday night and low of 59. On Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 58 and a low of 44. Sunday night, rain likely. And on Washington's birthday, rain likely, a high of 57 and a low of 44. So maybe some showers and rain into next week, but that's what they said for this week. So it's anybody's guess. We still need more rain.
I really had my hopes up for today. In fact, I changed a class I had today
to
in the range to another day because they said, do we have to go out in the rain? I said, absolutely not.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
There you go.
Call it 365-3793.
Now, before we go to Barbara, Ann Thomas, who's the founder and executive director at Shasta Living Streets, was going to be on this morning at 8 o'clock due to my mistake. No, not mistake having Ann on, of course. But she'll be on my scheduling mistake after two grueling hours here behind the mic sometimes, you know. But she is going to be on tomorrow morning at 7:30, and we'll have her on for a length of half an hour talking about the Shasta Living Streets and how this started and some of the things that are happening in town right here in Reading. But let's go to the phones. Barbara, you have been waiting so patiently.
Oh, I wanted to catch you guys while Trish was there because I think this is going to be important. Last Friday night, I had a little case of insomnia, and I was up on my computer at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I went on YouTube. And I came across a video produced by Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, 2 hours long. And he actually proved on that video that the election was stolen with the computers, China, they were all involved. The voting machines, I'm sorry, voting machines mm-hmm. and everything. And so I talked about Pete Peters at the other show following that later that morning. And he said he saw it also. So I said, okay, it wasn't a dream. And then it was.
No,
and
it's been passed around on Facebook. I mean, I've had like 4 or 5 people pass that on to me.
Well, if you take the time to watch it, there, in my mind, but then I believe that the election was stolen, and you're never going to convince me it was not. But I think there's inconvertible. I mean, there's no question that the evidence is there, the forensic evidence. Did you watch it?
No. Well, it's 2 hours long, and I haven't had a chance to watch.
Well, you need to take the time because, you know, people want to dismiss the fact that the election was rigged, and if you're not going to look at both sides, just assume that what they're telling you is true.
No, you
need to look at it.
You can't look at just one source or even two sources anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling and bringing that up, Barbara.
Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Well, I appreciate y'all listening to me, and I thought you'd be interested in your listeners to find out maybe they could research it also. Mike Lindell.
Okay. And okay, thanks for listening to our show.
Oh, always do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Enjoy thanks,
it.
Barbara.
You bet, Barbara. Bye. Hey, today we have Simpson University with us, and Dr. Norm Hall.
Good morning.
He is president of Simpson University. And in the studio, Danielle Zapata, Simpson alum and RN. And then you also have a bachelor's of science of nursing?
Yes.
Whoa. You're just a, you know what? That's cool. And also, and you're working over at Dignity Health.
Yes, at Mercy.
And you're a 2020 graduate.
I am. You know, 2019, actually.
Well, I really love it when, Dr. Hall, when you bring in your students and
they're way more interesting than me.
Oh, well, it's not
no,
just
No, it's nice to see the product that you're producing and see how successful they are at the end of the course.
Well, we only bring in the superstars.
Well, Danielle, let me say this in front of everybody. I love you. And the reason I love you is my daughter's a nurse.
Oh,
and I have
that's awesome.
I have a strong, strong affection for nurses because I know what you do. I know what you go through.
Yep.
Especially now.
Thank you.
She sends me the photos every so often of her beautiful face just lined with, you know, the all the mask, all the mark.
Yep.
That's what it's called, the mark. It should be the mark of God. You know, as opposed to the mark of Cain. And we're talking about, of course, all the
masks
you have to wear and then all the, you know, the PPE and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Norm.
We're very proud of them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They should be very proud of you, too, for the things you've done.
Well,
over
thank you.
You know, I'll just let everybody know, I'm on the Citizens Advisory Committee over there. And just seeing the – and I've been on it for like four years, probably.
At least, yeah.
At least. And so I've gone through a couple of the press over there, and seeing the difference between the last couple regimes and now is it's a 180 totally. And
wow, so, you're very kind.
Well, but you know what? I know that it has a lot to do with the people you bring in and all that, but you're the guy with the vision. So right now, Christian type or faith-based universities are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you guys, though.
Well, nationwide, really, privatized higher education is in a tough spot. State spending across the nation is in a pinch. More free junior college or free college in the state of New York, for example, and a lot of our alumni get swept away at the notion of sending their kids to the big schools, and that nothing wrong with the big schools, but. You know, our graduation rate is 16% higher than the normal four-year graduation.
I didn't know that.
Across the board, yep.
But you get people through. And here's the other thing. You get people through in 4 years.
That's right.
And a lot of these universities, the way
55% in 4 years and 70% in 6 years, which is way higher than other schools.
Yeah. A lot of the larger universities, they just don't offer the classes, so people end up having to take another year or 2 years.
Right.
So,
and they run out of Pell and Cal a lot of times. So we're very focused on getting them in, getting them out, and getting them in meaningful jobs like Daniela, who's, I'm going to say, superstar again in our local hospital. And she was a superstar back on campus, by the way.
She looks like it. Hey, COVID, can we get an update on campus? Because it looks like we're going to stay in the purple tier here.
Boy, is that disappointing, Carl. It's just huge for the students.
Don't get me started on this.
Yeah, we're still super low. I don't even know if we have one case right now. We've been below 1% consistently for a long, long time, even when the region was spiking up there in the several percentages. We were at below 1%, and we feel like we're one of the safest places to be on the planet. We have Ole out there taking everybody's temperature when you come and go, just when you come in. And then we're doing testing every 2 weeks. All of the NAIA is allowing us to compete, but with a battery of testing before you can compete, and wearing masks in most sports. We're just being really careful, and we're trying to normalize this gig as much as we can. So,
Every time I drive on campus, and it's not every day by any means, but, you know, once mm-hmm. once a month maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I get my temperature taken right there.
Sure.
And thank God that on the you're not doing – I guess you could do COVID tests right there too. You know, as they come in, stick a swab up my nose. But
instant test.
Pretty soon we'll all be required to wear a little vaccination card around our necks.
By the way, that's morning asthma with me for all the listeners.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
No
we
worries.
Had you were,
last time I was here, somebody
was
worried.
A couple of months ago, yeah, you were going through your asthma and you were coughing. And somebody's going, is this,
get him
taken,
out of there.
Have you taken his temperature?
Yeah.
Is he okay? Are you all going to get sick? And then, because I know that you have an asthma condition
there.
Yeah.
So but it's all good. We're all good. And sports are competing again. We're out there, and we took a big win off of Corbin in softball the other day. Yesterday, doubleheader. We won a doubleheader. Our baseball team is competing down at Westmont this Friday. Swimming is going full bore.
I wonder why.
Basketball, volleyball.
You know what? And I think that's great, first of all, that you're doing this. But we're going through this thing with our high school sports.
Yeah.
They're still not allowing them to play. They said they could play in, clubs. They could do club sports.
Yeah.
But not, and this is just remarkable.
Is it because of they can't get enough schools to compete again?
No, it's not that. It's the testing. It all comes down to testing. You all probably
We have to be very committed to a battery of testing.
And you get the one-day test, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
That's the whole thing is. Yeah. If you can, some of the big schools can afford the, take the swab, 30 minutes later, So even though that I understand those aren't really.
Well, and that's the problem with,
But I'm glad that you all are competing.
Oh, yeah. And we're tracking very carefully. We're testing like mad. And we're playing. That's good news.
That's good news.
And the students love it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, 8:15 in the morning. Now, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, are you thinking about it?
No. Not anytime soon. Well, not till they get it to the point where they can have an electric charge that lasts as long as a tank of gas.
Well,
then I'll look at it.
That's an internal combustion
And they're looking
engine.
At it.
They are looking at it. And, they've got some of these batteries that can go 400 miles round trip. Anyway, but if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, using it for trips here and round, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:16 in the morning, and we'll be right back with Simpson University.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Oh, yes. No, please. Hold the applause down. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl White and Trish Clark. Hi, Trishy.
Thursdays, and it's just been a wild day. We've got so many great people coming in now.
Oh, we may just have to go another hour.
We probably should do
that. Just take
the
first hour.
Just so we can have this conversation.
We can just have, let's just, we might just do that. Just drop the first hour of Armstrong and Getty, and you and I can then discuss things going on in the world.
I have an appointment.
Gosh, I better talk to the, oh, you do? I better talk to the owner.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Danielle Zapata and Michelle Nystrom. Both are Simpson alums, and we'll start with Danielle. You're a recent graduate of the nursing program.
Yes.
The seventh highest ranked program in California out of, like, what, 150 or so? 140 yep. different schools, and Simpson is the seventh highest.
Yes.
Is that what attracted you to Simpson?
Personally, I went to Simpson because it was a faith-based university.
Uh-huh.
And then nursing just came along with that because that is what I wanted to major in. But it was an absolutely amazing experience. I worked in the admissions office for 3 years while going to Simpson. And people always asked me what my favorite part about it was, and community was for sure my favorite part about Simpson. My professors in the nursing program were amazing. They definitely care about you and your success. It's not just like another head in the classroom. My class was only 16 people, so we definitely became a family for the 2.5 years in the program, and it was absolutely amazing.
Well, I told you earlier in the show that I loved you because you're a nurse, because my daughter's a nurse, but I forgot to mention my granddaughter is going through the nursing school down at New Mexico State.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so she's going through it right now. And she's got a small cohort
yes.
that she works with, too. Hey, you've been working during the COVID.
I have.
It's hard.
Yeah, I actually got hired at Mercy 2 weeks before the whole pandemic started. So my first week there, it was no masks, anything. And then, like, a week later, everything changed, literally. You have to wear a mask when you walk in, get your temperature taken. Things have constantly been changing every day. You don't really know what to expect when you show up to work, honestly, because things change all the time. But it really has been an amazing experience, I would say. It's been a blessing. I personally do work with COVID patients since I started working at Mercy. So
that's got to be difficult without the family presence or an advocate
yes.
for that person, because that's always been important. A sick person has a hard time standing up for themselves or saying what they want or need.
Totally. And, I mean, I think as a nurse, we're not just caring for their physical needs. Definitely also something that Simpson put an emphasis on in our nursing program is that we're also there for, like, their emotional and spiritual needs, praying for our patients. I know that's something that I do. And then also being an advocate for them, because now they can't have family at the bedside. They can't have visitors. We constantly are updating family. We get calls every single day from multiple family members sometimes. So,
and that's the hardest thing for my daughter, too, is she's even FaceTimed family members.
Yeah, we have, like, iPads ability. Now that we can do FaceTime over things
good.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, because the only time they get to see them is right at the end.
Yep.
And which is...
That's got to be the hardest part from the nursing or the hospitalization part.
Yeah.
That especially the end of life. And if to be alone, that's just... That nurse has got to be there for the family members.
Yeah, and I know...
Big responsibility.
Something at least since COVID and on our floor. I mean, we make sure no one's alone. When that's going on, we definitely work as a team and are there for our patients.
You know, yeah. It's tough. It's tough on you. And that's why you appear to be somebody that cares. And nursing is a profession. You can go anywhere with it.
I mean...
If you want to, I've heard of traveling nurses that go into get paid enormous amounts of money to go into COVID areas there and
totally.
Risk their lives and all this.
Yeah.
What do you tell other people if they they ask you about it and about Simpson and the nursing program?
I feel like the biggest thing a lot of people say is, I mean, it's really hard or it's really expensive. I looked at it as like an investment in my future and in my career. This is what I'm going to be doing, you know,
yeah.
for the rest of my life, I hope. I love it. So definitely don't hold back. It's worth it in the end for sure.
I've known Marines. Marines have gotten out. You know, they retired and went to nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, guys, one guy, I just went, you know, it just was a total surprise to me. Well, Danielle, thank you so much
for
what you're doing.
Me.
Because, you know, I have that insight, how hard it is. And, you know, and what you have to give, it's constant. And for, you know, for a nurse that cares, what a difference you make. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're here with Michelle Nystrom, too.
I don't want to follow that one.
So what do you do for...
I am not a nurse.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But you are a Simpson graduate.
I am. Yes, I have that going for me.
And Michelle,
so thank God for
and
that.
If Michelle Nystrom sounds familiar, you know, of course, she's the director at O2 Staffing, regional director at O2 Staffing, which is a very effective company here in town, you might say, in this region. But also, you're involved in so many different other things. And,
yeah.
You know, raising money, you're out everywhere.
Yes, I am.
This has been like the third time you've been on for different reasons.
I know, you guys keep leaving the door unlocked. It's amazing.
You are always welcome.
Thank you. Remember you said that when I show up tomorrow morning.
Hey, Michelle has agreed to be one of the three people for my chili challenge, even though it may not be chili, it may be something else, to Jonathan Anderson, who brags that he can eat anything hot. And Michelle is a part of this three-person team that we're going to have here, since we can get all three of them together. And I can find I've got peppers being imported from Indonesia right now, from high in a area in Indonesia. And for every bite they take, up to 20 bites, you have to pay them $1 or $2, whatever you can get out of your sponsors.
Maybe
$100
a bite. We'll see.
And if they finish all of it, you know, we're donating our $100 to Good News Rescue Mission. But then you can get all these other people. And we will probably be filming it and putting it on YouTube at the same time live. So we can see their faces.
You can see the mascara running down my cheeks as I cry. Now, I just need to make sure that all this food is FDA cleared. That's my only request.
It'll all be organic.
That's not what I asked.
The other thing you need to be careful when you're doing that, avoid the lips. If you can get it in your mouth without hitting the lips, it's not as hot.
Yeah, this is becoming... I'm going to have to do some research. But I would love to tell you about my experience at Simpson.
Of course. And so it's what was your degree at Simpson?
So I am much older than Daniela. Daniela. And I went about life a little bit different. She is much smarter than I am. And at the time that I went to Simpson, I actually was a single mom of three kids, all school age and working full time, which, mm-hmm. you know, full time is like 60 hours a week. And I got my degree in business organization. I guess it's just business with a emphasis, business management with a human resources emphasis.
Okay.
So, and I actually was already in my job at O2 when I went back to Simpson. But that was, you know, it was something that my life had taken a different path after high school. And obviously I'd had kids very young and was like in the middle of kind of rebuilding my career. And it was that one thing on my list that if I did not finish it, I would have let myself down. And Simpson provided an amazing program for people in that situation with their Aspire program, because it's degree completion, it's made for working adults, it's made for people with other life situations, like three kids going through school. Thank God
the Aspire program wasn't COVID. I didn't have to homeschool.
The Aspire
program is a fantastic program for getting people their college degrees.
Yeah, it is. And I think that it's, you know, it's one of those hidden gems in our community that's available to people, and that, you know, for those people that never finish their degree, that it's never too late to do that. And it is much more affordable than people realize. And it's worth it, because it's one of those things that whether you do it for your career, you do it for advancement, or you just do it for yourself, you know, you're worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the things that we had a day when we were with over at Simpson. We talked about how much it costs, because people are so afraid of the cost of a private university. And you can get through Simpson literally without owing any money at the end of it. And I was so surprised to hear that. You get a great education, prepares you for the workforce, and you don't have to end up owing $200,000 at the end of it.
I think one of the things I constantly am reminded of is that Simpson is one of the biggest kept secrets in this community.
It is.
Yeah. I never ceases to amaze me when I say to people, they'll say, well, we need a four-year university. And I go, well, we have one. And they just, we just have to say it more often and remind people.
Yeah.
And all the programs that are available there, they think, well, it's a Christian school, so they're just teaching Christian. I don't know. I don't see how they don't think of it. You say, well, no, you can do nursing. You can do anything. You can do it in any other university. You can do that.
Right.
They're amazed by that.
Yeah.
And yet you're on the radio. You're talking about it a lot. People are just have to keep saying it.
Yeah. And Dr. Hall, who I'm only going to refer to as Dr. Hall because we're on the radio, otherwise, I'd just call him Norm. The Aspire program, and this may have changed, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the Aspire program was not a faith-based program at the time that I went. You do take a intro to Christianity and an intro to religion as mandatory classes, but there is not... You can go regardless of where you're at in your walk, in your faith, in what religion you follow, and it still is an amazing education. And what I loved about it is that no matter where you're at in terms of your faith, you learn service. You learn service to your community and to other people, you know, something that is kind of, in my opinion, the bedrock of all faiths. And that has played out strongly in my career with O2 and what we do in the community and taking care of other people. And so, you know, people should not shy away from it because of the faith element, because there's so much more to it than that. And I think you'll be surprised that if.
Well, we have to wrap this up. So, but obviously your experiences were good. You've been very successful, but you're kind of a driven in the right sense of using the word driven. I'm somebody that is achiever, as Daniela
set goals and achieve.
Set goals and achieve,
and that's good.
So, what would you tell? Would you send your kids there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, okay. Yeah, and without hesitation, because it's. You know, the reality is that no matter where you go and what you do, you're going to make the best of it. That's really a personality thing.
That's
more
true.
Than anything else.
Yeah.
But Simpson, as a parent, because I kind of have an odd perspective of a student, a community member, a parent, partnering with them on business things. It's a safe place, but it's a place that encourages that growth and that exploration. And that's what I think that our generation now needs more than anything, is a safe place to explore who they are and what they want to do. And
without being censored.
Yeah. And to be, you know, away from home, but close to home. I mean, that's as a parent,
they can live
you don't need to move too far away. Shasta View is nice.
They can live on campus.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Nystrom, of course, who is the regional director of O2 Staffing, is such a large part of our community and all the things that you do and O2 Staffing does. And Daniela Zapata, who is a Simpson alum, who is working over as a nurse and working over at Mercy and is working in with the COVID patients right now. It was a pleasure talking to both of you.
Absolutely. So
thanks for, you know, and, you know, you're right. We have a four-year university, and people, you know, you're not training to be nuns there. No, that's not that type of university. In fact, when Dr. Hall comes back on, we're going to talk about all the different new courses that are out there. I mean, engineering, IT, all these things, plus the expansion of all the athletic teams, all these things going on. That's just good for
us. It's a well-rounded, complete university.
And as someone, I know you're trying to cut me off, but you know how I like to talk. As someone that employs hundreds and thousands of people in this community, Simpson is an absolute asset for the business community here because they are producing talent that we need so badly to run our businesses and run our economy. Okay, I'm done.
No, wait a minute. That was a good point, and I'll take 30 seconds here. They just did a survey from the EDC and the SCED people about, and one of the questions was the quality of people, are they trained here? And I thought that we have, I thought it was good because of places like Simpson and Shasta College that's getting people prepared that they can go in and step in and take a job. Look at Daniela here. She could go to work literally anywhere in the United States if she wanted to, and as a nurse.
But
because
we want
of
her
training,
here.
But we want her here.
That's
right.
Okay. Staying here.
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have President Hall and Pat McLaughlin.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Celebrate a whole weekend of love at Black Bear Diner, cooking up Valentine's specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so you can celebrate when it works for you. Pre-order some very berry French toast for a surprise breakfast in, or pair one of our steaks with tasty toppings for a romantic dinner. Check out our specials at blackbeardiner.com and order up to 3 days in advance for pickup or delivery, or join us on-site for tent seating. Make Black Bear Diner part of your weekend of love.
Black Bear Diner.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 605-456-700 is our phone number. The time is 8:39 in the morning, the 11th of February. Here.
50 degrees out there. It's going to get, not supposed to rain, but looking like it might.
Yeah, hey, we're going to have showers. We're going to have Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane in here next week, and he's got something he's going to award somebody, a veteran, that is just absolutely fabulous, and we'll give you more information on that, and then we'll follow that up, but there's going to be somebody that's very, 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 very happy.
Oh, that's
a Vietnam
nice.
Vet, or, yeah, I think it's a Vietnam vet.
You know, and that business is a, you know, Anderson-owned business, and they're so involved in the community, and
so much.
Great people.
And speaking of somebody else involved in the community is River Common Senior Living. You're looking at the Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chefs, activity directors. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. They're pet friendly. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. It's located right downtown on Hartnell. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. Of course, Dr. Hall is back, and with him is Pat McLaughlin, who is also the president and founder of the Timothy Group. So good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Tell me what that is.
We're a consulting agency, management and resource out of Grand Rapids, Pittsburgh, in Charlotte. And we work with Christian ministries around the world, helping them with annual capital endowment funding and strategic issues.
Oh, that's pretty.
He's big time.
He's big time, huh? So you're here with Dr. Hall, obviously, for doing that.
We came on board about a year and a half ago,
okay,
and helped him begin to shape the advancement office. Dr. Hall has two great needs at the university: students and dollars. And we help on the dollar side. They're coming up on their 100th anniversary. And we're launching a capital campaign to celebrate that. And Dr. Hall is very involved in that. And so I am a bit of his. He is Moses. I am Aaron.
So tell us a little bit about the capital campaign, Dr. Hall.
Well, Carl, I'm glad you asked, because it really leans hard into our claim of being Reading's hometown university. It's a $15 million campaign. It has three key elements. One is scholarship, because as you know, and you often celebrate, we're very interested in getting students through without debt. So we're going to raise $5 million for that. Then STEM programs, digital media, CIS, engineering. That's the future. We live right on top of San Francisco and Silicon Valley. We need to prepare cognitively capable and strong, not only intellectually, but personally, well-balanced people to that industry to lead the world. We know we need leaders. So we're building a STEM building that will house digital media, CIS, engineering, business program, and our Veterans Center, which I know you're very proud of. We have more than 50 vets on campus right now, so we need a building for that. And then finally, the third $5 million program, building is an air structure. It would be an event center, and if you follow me on this, it is enormously aimed at partnering with the community. Inside the event center is an indoor track. There's four basketball courts. It will allow us to host major events with over 1,000 people. It will allow us to have indoor track meets for high schools, wrestling meets, basketball conferences with Todd Franklin, a local celebrity, running the show. We want to serve the community. And in serving the community, students will begin to see the academic excellence, like the nursing program, like the digital media program, like the engineering program. And we'll keep those young people in Northern California through internships. We're working with Sierra Pacific on setting up internships and engineering. We're having conversations with the likes of Pace and others. And we're dead set, Carl, on serving Redding, Northern California.
In Shasta County.
That's right.
You know, and after this COVID, one thing has come out of COVID is that people are working different at distance from the main office. And this is going to have a huge impact, as it already has down in San Francisco. Already on their on the property worth and values,
right?
And if we can get that fiber optic high speed internet in here,
big piece of the puzzle.
That's a big piece of the puzzle, and I know the city's working on that. We need to get an update on that. But then with the people we're training right here, they can open up. They can open up offices here of 30, 40, 50, maybe even more people that can work from here. But the main office is anywhere.
Let me add one thing that that should stimulate some thinking for you, Carl, because I know you've got some money buried in the yard from your time in Vegas. We have a giant – there are a lot of naming opportunities with a capital campaign when you're building, and lots of opportunities to honor people that we stand on their shoulders in our community. I just want you to imagine, we could have the KCNR Dome. You can see that right up there, the KCNR Dome, the Simpson University KCNR Dome, literally much larger than life, the size of a football field on a big building. I mean, we could have the Dignity Dome. We could have the Pace Engineering Dome.
Well, wait a minute. You offered it to me first, right?
Well, you know, you got to go ahead, Pat.
If it's Carl, we want a bust of Carl, but with the waving hand. You know, the parade wave. Carl can do that. You can do that.
And it'd have to be of me and Linda.
Of course.
Are you going to maybe just Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe just Linda. But let's kind of bring this down a little bit in size.
Yeah.
Are you going to have like outdoor bathrooms, you know, like constructed? Because that may be all I can.
We'll work on
Carl's,
it.
Carl's Crapper.
Oh, wow.
We got to take a break on that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, your primary care is our primary concern.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every
time. You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Blatt and Trish Clark. It should say Trish Clark and Carl Blatt. Trish lets me show up on Thursdays.
Well, Thursdays are it's a pleasure for me to be here with the community, and especially when we've got guests like Simpson College, because there's so much information that we need to get out to the public. You can't say enough about how many people don't realize what a treasure we have right here in Shasta County.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the, it's the 100th year for Simpson University. And Dr. Hall, you know, you have to keep growing on this.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, keep growing the enrollment. I mean, let's just face it. We know of several faith-based colleges and universities have just gone under.
Right.
But you all have this, but you, part of this is the scholarships that you offer.
Right. As you said, Carl, we offer up to $15,000 per student from Simpson. And that's, Pat McLaughlin's in the house. He's helping us raise more dollars to make that mm-hmm. a more stable platform for getting students through without big debt. A lot of our students are first generation or high need. And in that space, they get up to $15,000 more from the government. That puts them at $30,000.
Yeah, so the $15,000 comes from Simpson. And
right.
then another $15,000, you talk about different types of
That's
Pell
right.
grants and other grants
right.
that come through, which really offsets the
right.
cost.
Right. So, and then we also do a matching grant. So if you have an uncle or an aunt, somebody from church that will give $3,000, we'll match that. Now you're at $36,000. Our tuition room, that's well above tuition. Tuition room and board all together is like $42,000. So we guarantee students jobs at contacts that we have that are part of our campus, like 511 Technology and the Redwoods, Alliance Redwoods, Canopy mm-hmm. Tours.
So they can work while they're going to college.
They work in the summer. They can work while they're going to college. And if they're diligent, they can get through with an excellent education with little or no debt.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, let's bring on another pillar of our community here, Dr. Paul DeNuca. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Hall, we are very proud of your leadership advancing Simpson University in our community. May I suggest, I have been trying to work on this project, that to bring more of healthcare education here to our community. So I know you have a nursing program. Misty Smith is a great dean you have. May I suggest that we bring an advanced practitioner program like nurse practitioner, physician assistant here. A lot of our graduates, our nursing program graduates, go out of community to get a nurse practitioner degree, and that money goes out of the community. If you bring that here, you can be a magnet for the entire North State to bring those students here, and many of them can stay here. So rather than going to Bay Area, they can learn it here.
Absolutely.
I have dreams. And in hopefully in future, it could be NIDAS for a medical school satellite or something. But nurse practitioner in a PA program, it's right now we can easily start it.
Well, I'm really glad that you said that, Dr. Danuka. I met yesterday with our Dean of Nursing, Misty Smith, and our Provost, Dale Simmons, and our COO, Wally Quirk. And we discussed exactly that, master's in nursing, with emphasis in, what was it, health administration, education, and an NP program. And that's a pretty big job to set that up, but we are beginning to dream and pray about exactly that. So, Dr. Danuka, I would love to have lunch with you and pick your brain and bring Misty along and see what we can do for our community, because that's who we want to be.
I will give your contact information, to Norm Hall, Dr. Hall.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
He is a class act there.
Yes.
And a brilliant man.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad he's in our
Thank
community.
Thank you, Dr. Nuke.
He's another one that chose to come to Reading. Mm-hmm. He could have been anywhere in the world. He and his wife, both physicians here.
And, you know, Carl, I forgot one thing in my last comments. On February 20th, we're going to have a scholarship competition for those who have a high school GPA of 3.9 or higher. We already have 49 in application. I should tell you, our applications are running 15% ahead for next year.
Oh, fantastic.
It very likely represents 4 years of growth in a row in an upside-down market. We're intending to keep rocking and rolling, putting up some buildings that serve the community. If people out there have, and programs that serve the community, if people out there have young sons and daughters who have been studying hard during the pandemic, go to simpsonu.edu, get your application in, and there's still room to get you in that February 20th scholarship. We're giving away two full tuition scholarships.
So do they have to come in front of anybody, or is this all by paper?
Right now it's planned to be on campus. We're doing the dance with the COVID purple right now to make sure that it's safe. It may end up being on Zoom. But typically, in a normal year, they'd come to campus, they'd meet in different groups, there'd be some testing, and then we would award the scholarships at the end of the day.
I'd like to make emphasis, because I don't want people to be turned off by the fact that it's a Christian college, as before we talked about, that maybe they're not. So I think you need to look at that Christianity like chicken soup. It can't hurt you.
Absolutely.
And it kind of rounds a person out to believe in something bigger than they are, makes them a more whole person, and gives them that ability to go out into the community and be professional, because they learn respect and dignity all those things that come with that Christian atmosphere.
That's right.
And we are a Christian country, so I encourage people to not think about it as, well, a Christian college or a regular college. It's just a really good college that has that emphasis.
And I will tell you, this is a good point. I used to create avenues for students in China and India and around the world to come to a different Christian college, and now I do it for Simpson. And when my Chinese friends who have no Christian faith say, tell us about that Christian faith, I say, well, let me explain it to you this way. It is absolutely the underpinning of Western society. If you want to understand Western society, you need to understand that it's founded upon a belief in Jesus Christ. And when folks come to Simpson, we don't hit them with the Bible, but they do experience an unapologetic, evangelical, Christian environment that, at minimum, they're going to learn to have a moral compass. They're going to have strength and confidence in who they are and who God created them to be. So it certainly can't help to be a Christian university in these days, especially if you look at the landscape
worldwide. If you look at the landscape we're looking at and living in and the things going on in our country, That's certainly where we need to go back to that moral compass.
And unfortunately,
our Constitution was only created to work in a moral society.
That's right. Yep.
And, you know, when you look at Christianity is under attack in so many different nations of the world.
That's
and
right.
We don't need to have it under attack in this nation where it should be your freedom to worship. And I think that's your freedom of religion. So
and
I don't understand where the problem is if people choose to use that.
Well, in our environment, we get to love lots of young people toward the best version of themselves so they can go out in the world and make an impact.
Dr. Hall, if people, when they're listening to this, and gosh, we can get our kids through without, you know, without them owing money, all the different things they're available there, from nursing to engineering and everything in between. Of course, teaching has always been an education certificate out of Simpson.
We have more than 1,500 teachers in the North State that came through Simpson.
That's right. How do people get a hold of who should they talk to?
Easy enough to go to simpsonu.edu. You see the admissions page there. There's phone numbers. There's easy application. Or simply call Simpson's phone number. Let me see if I have it here in the size. Just call, I don't have it right in front of me. I shouldn't have said it. Let me look it up for you.
Yeah, it's called Simpson University. It's right here in town. You can look it up.
SimpsonU.edu.
Yep, there you go. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Hall and Ms. McLaughlin. And thanks for bringing in those alumni that have done so well.